While residents try to deal with the shootings, commentator Danielle Crittenden sees something special in the way her city is handling this latest wave of tragedies.
I live in the sniper capital, Washington, D.C. Like everyone else I know here, I've been besieged by phone calls from out-of-town family and friends worried that I'm going to be shot dead while loading groceries into my minivan. After the sniper claimed his 11th victim, my brother asked, "Do you really think it was wise to move to Washington? I mean, I know it could happen anywhere, but Washington seems to have had a disproportionate amount of bad experiences recently." Indeed it has. 9/11, anthrax, fears of dirty bombs, and no doubt we're in for more. But for all the stories about D.C. residents living in fear, curtailing trips to the mall, crouching while filling their cars with gas, I'm struck by all the stories I haven't read during this latest round of terror. Think about it. If this sniper attack had taken place before September 11, we would currently be subjected to round-the-clock stories about how this is another example of violence rampant in America today. On cable TV shows, you'd see a whole lot more sparring between gun control advocates and the NRA. Newspaper columnists would cover countless pages, musing over what the sniper tells us about us. Instead, the media have limited themselves to coverage of the shootings and the understandable fear area residents feel. This restrained coverage is, I think, a direct result of the events of 9/11 and its aftermath. None of us is in a mood to hear about how rotten and violent America is. The patriotism that raised flags across the country has raised consciousness as well. We're not rotten. And certainly there are many other places more violent than America. We have been living in a state of war since September 11th. Everyone now pauses at the sight of unmarked vans parked on downtown streets. We all routinely scan the faces of fellow passengers on buses. And we idly wonder whether the tap water could be poisoned, or whether we should keep Cipro in the medicine chest just in case. The sniper incidents simply feel like a continuation of the anthrax attacks, when deadly chemicals threaten to arrive daily through our mail slots along with the electric bill and the latest furniture catalog. Parents are amazingly unruffled by their kids' schools operating under Code Blue and the safety recommendations that we should zigzag through public parking lots. We are taking this weirdly in stride. So when my brother asks, "Does this sniper make me fearful?" I reply, "Of course." But I also feel a surge of rebellion against the sniper, against anyone who would love to see us intimidated. As I drive up to the gas pump, I ask myself, am I going to cringe? Or am I going to stand proudly like an American, filling up my gas-guzzling, American-made minivan? Excuse me while I turn into the self-serve lane.
The comments of Danielle Crittenden, author of the forthcoming novel Amanda Bright at Home.